This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, now D.C. has joined the fray, and the NRA is going to be involved in two court battles, I guess. They've done a few other things, but I don't really know what I'm doing when I'm looking at legal stuff, and I haven't had my guest on in a while because he's been pretty busy because he does lots and lots of legal stuff, so... Joining me tonight to talk about the picadillos of the NRA and maybe some other stuff that he may have on the fire that we can talk about is attorney at law Stephen Stambolia. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Pretty. I guess it's pretty busy for you, both as an observer and an attorney.
Oh yeah, it's great times to be a lawyer.
So, what's your first, I mean, when I'm looking at what, I can't remember her last name, I know her first name is Letitia, the Attorney General from New York, and I'm looking at what she's talking about, some of the things that she's talking about sort of ring true, don't they?
Well, that's the thing, it's the esteemed Attorney General, Letitia James, has some things in this 169-page complaint, which is very long, that... you know, should be fleshed out, and if true, the NRA should be held to account for this, and the defendant's name should be held to account for this. But seeking to dissolve the NRA is just garbage. We can talk bad about the NRA and the stuff they've done and the money that they've spent on suits and lawyers, but you don't seek to dissolve it, you seek to... I guess reform it would be a better way to look at it. But of course, you know, it's political, and even though she said it wasn't, it still smells political to me. And you know, she's making her chops on this case. This is what her people want her to do.
How much of three of the players that she mentions, let's see, Frazier, of course, Wayne LaPierre. We were having pretty good fun at the expense of Wayne LaPierre at SHOT Show, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. He has nice suits. I mean, you know, there you go.
Wayne LaPierre. And, of course, Josh Powell, who I kind of, you know, when you look at the timeline when they had a declared surplus in 2015 versus when they got rid of him, it sort of seems like... when he came on board, that's when they started going sort of crazier. Or do you think it goes deeper and went on longer than this with LaPierre?
Well, we don't know because, we don't know. It's very secretive. And I know that some of the boards of director people were trying to get to the bottom of this mismanagement. And, you know, we didn't really know anything until Oliver North's letter got leaked or came out or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, a lot of us, like I say, 99% of us were in the dark as to anything that was going bad with them, other than they weren't winning a lot of cases. And they didn't do a good job with their carry guard stuff. You know, they basically took it from USCCA and then, you know, just did a really bad job with it.
So where do you think this goes? I mean, are they going to be successful with this? Because some of the stuff sort of rings true, and yeah. I noticed that when Carolyn Meadows got out there and started talking, some of the stuff that they were talking about, where they were just the people that's the yes men, it just sort of illustrates itself.
Yeah. I mean, and I didn't read all 666 paragraphs, but I read a lot of it. And I mean, if this is true stuff, you know, they're going to have a really tough time, especially in New York, in front of a New York judge to, you know, convince him that, hey, we don't need to be dissolved, or we don't need to pay back all of this money that we've alleged to have, I don't know if embezzled is the right word, but maybe misused. Maybe that's a better word. And I don't even know how they would pay that money back unless LaPierre's, you know, got his millions of dollars in a bank account somewhere, which I doubt. But you know that they're trying to freeze the assets of the NRA as well right now. New York is trying to freeze their assets. D.C. went after the foundation, the NRA foundation, for giving improper loans to the NRA and not getting paid back and not having the proper controls in place to, I guess, see what loans were going to the NRA and making sure they were good loans. But the D.C. Attorney General is trying to create a constructive trust for the funds that the NRA Foundation has, which is basically a fancy way of seizing those funds and holding them for the benefit of the foundation. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but, I mean, they were released on the same day. You know they're working together because they're both anti-gun commie places. I guess that's the easiest way to say it.
So, what is the likelihood they'll be able to dissolve the NRA? I mean, that sounds... I can see them wanting to do certain things, and I can see them... I mean, none of these guys that they mentioned in this thing have actually been charged with a crime, have they?
Well, not yet, and she was very careful because there's different duties when you're talking about, you know, civil complaints and criminal prosecutions as to what she's able to say under the rules of professional conduct. And she, in my opinion, skirted right up on that line of saying, you know, what the allegations were, and I guess, you know, tainting a jury pool. So, there's no criminal charges yet, but I mean, if this stuff is true, then the criminal charges are right, or should be right behind this, right?
I would think so.
I would think so too.
I'm just waiting to see where they seek to go. Although, the other thing that is disturbing is that they noticed Ackerman McQueen, which it was the one that they referred to as, I think, the pass through for all this money. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a lot of money going to Ackerman McQueen.
Yeah. I mean, so where, you know, if Ackerman's involved, where are they?
I don't know where they've gone since then. You know, before all this happened, before NRA fired them, when you went to their webpage, they, you know, every other client was NRA, but they had clients in between that, and I don't know if they even exist as a company now. I'm sure they do, but I don't know what they do. They had all kinds of audio and video production equipment. I mean, I would if they left open their warehouse door, I'd go rent a van.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what they did with any of this stuff, and everybody there that was a media star has had to move on to other things, but I don't know. But do you think they will be able to actually dissolve them? Is that something, because they're incorporated in New York?
I think the law gives, and I'm, you know, I don't know the New York corporation law, but it seems, and just from what I've read, let me caveat that. It seems like the law would allow them to dissolve it. You know, they can allege whatever in the complaint, and they can demand whatever in the complaint, and ultimately it's up to the court at the end of the day to decide whether or not to dissolve it or to, get these bad actors out and, put it in receivership or let someone else come and take over it. Can they? Yeah, I guess the law says they can, but are they going to? I mean, that's yet to be seen. I'm going to be following the case to see who makes an appearance on behalf of the individuals. The discovery portion of this case is going to be just amazingly interesting.
Let me get you to hang on right there.
Yeah.
We're coming into the break. We'll be right back. My guest is Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. Is this is what's happening to the NRA right now, is this sort of lawfare? And if this were to actually work, would we see this happening to the Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, these other places too?
Well, man, that's a hard question. So, you know, for over, what has it been now, 2 years, we've tried to get answers about the NRA potential mismanaging of funds that the donors have given and all kinds of stuff. So is this lawfare? It would be hard for me to say yes, or 100% it is, because as we discussed at the first part, there are, I think, some nuggets in here to be found that I think they didn't do properly. So, you know, usually we use the term lawfare to describe something that's just so completely frivolous that, you know, they're just wasting people's money. I don't know. I can't say with 100% that they're doing that here. Are they going to, you know, are the other states going to go after other foundations? I mean, they could, but they would, you know, if they went after someone like SAF, I mean, there's been no allegations that SAF's done any of this or that GOA has done any of this that I know of. So, you know, if they went after someone like that, then yeah, I would say that would probably be, you know, lawfare, because there's been no questions as to the bookkeeping of the other organizations or that they're doing anything improper. Does that answer the question, I think?
It does, simply because, you know, lawfare would be something where it's sort of completely political in nature.
Yeah,
however,
like
I can't dismiss the fact that this is sort of like the NRA gave these two jurisdictions a gun and let them aim it at them, and then they stood still.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, it's like, why are you still in New York? You know, I get that it would be, I guess, hard or expensive, or maybe it'd be a lot less expensive to move out of New York than what they're going to have to spend to defend themselves in New York. So, you know, I guess hindsight is 2020 and all that, but it seems like an absolute epic mistake to stay in a state that is as anti-gun as New York is. So, yeah, I mean, just terrible idea.
Prior to, and I don't know the history, I should know the history, but prior to Wayne LaPierre being the vice president, becoming vice president, executive, whatever he is, in 1991, how long typically did the executive vice president serve, or do you know?
Oof, I have no clue. No clue whatsoever.
I mean, they've been through, I don't know how many presidents under. And I guess it's almost, to me, it's almost like being president of NRA is like, like a just a, you know, a headstone or something.
It's a figurehead.
What do you think of Meadows as the president?
She's a figurehead, yes, woman, and you know she's defending them. And you saw, I think it was Meadows said when the board members were raising these questions, they're like, it's basically just sour grapes, and Wayne LaPierre has our full the backing of the membership. And I'm like, that can't be true. You know, I read on AR15.com and a lot of these other gun boards, like, we're not giving any more money to the NRA until Wayne LaPierre is gone. So that's true. You know, it can't be true that Wayne LaPierre has the backing of all the membership, because not all the membership backs him.
Well, they certainly. I also noticed that they're going after Marion Hammer too. They're going after her hard, aren't they?
In New York.
I think it's New York. I saw somewhere where they were going. They refer to her as board member number five or something. They're going after her because she supposedly received like almost $4 million in payments.
Yeah, I missed that. I missed that connection. I did read about the dissident of board member one, which I interpreted to be Oliver North, and then the dissident random board members, who I believe to be, you know, Tim Knight and that group that resigned, you know, via letter. All, I think four of them resigned at the same time via a letter. But yeah, I missed the Marion Hammer connection, but that's interesting. But yeah, she's gotten paid a lot of money, and she has done a really good job in Florida.
Well, I mean, she gets out there and speaks all the time like she is speaking at the behest of the NRA, and nobody ever corrects her on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the stuff that I've seen her do recently, look, I'm not going to drop salt on what she did in the past, But this is the problem with the Second Amendment groups that we have now. It's like, well, you did a great job in 1960 and 1970 and 1980, but it's 2020. If you're not doing a good job now, you got to go. You got to make way for the new people that are doing more and doing a better job. And, you know, maybe in 2050, I'll look back and they'll say, well, Stephen did a good job in 2010, 2020, 2030, but it's 2050, he's got to go. And that's fine. If I'm not doing a good job, then, you know, make way for the new people. And I see Marion Hammer that way. You know, she's not done a good job in Florida and for them pushing for open carry and some of the other, the red flag laws, universal background checks and some of that other stuff. They did a terrible thing with the bump stocks. The NRA, in my opinion, and people are free to disagree with this, paved the way for Donald Trump to executive order get rid of bump stocks because they gave him the cover that he needed with the membership. And I think that was a mistake.
No, I've got my own opinions about it. I watch the way Trump plays the press and the left. And I think sometimes it's important to get out there and understand who he's aiming at. So I'm still, and I know that's still in play, the whole bump stock thing, right?
It sure is. In fact, we've got a reply brief due. Again, we're back down in the district court after being denied by the Supreme Court for an injunction. We're back down at the district court, and we're doing summary judgment motions. And there's an attorney in D.C., Eric Jaffe, that's kind of taken lead on this case right now, who actually clerked for Justice Thomas. Fun fact.
Well, I'm going to wait to see how that comes out, because I got a feeling that if it comes out the way it should come out, that Trump's just going to go, well, the courts have spoken, so let's move on, shall we? But I guess we'll see. We're heading into the next break. If you've ever noticed, I never give out anything for Stephen, because Stephen rides alone. Lone rider. And he rides with Alan Beck sometimes, too. But they're lone riders. But, I mean, there's nowhere to go to help Stephen. Stephen is a highly specialized operational activist and lawyer. Anyway, we'll be right back. We're going to look at some stuff with the Young case when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says an order cutting payroll taxes was drafted and ready for the president to sign. The order will reportedly also deal with eviction notices and enhanced unemployment benefits. Regarding the president taking the executive order route, Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan says,
"Well, what I hear, I think it's a great idea. I mean, the president, if Nancy Pelosi and all the crazy things that she and the left, the hard left, want in this bill, the president just wants to help families, wants to help the economy. You know, the PPP program was good for those businesses who were so hard hit by the virus."
An appeals court ruled on Friday that the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is allowed to use the federal courts to enforce its subpoena against former Trump administration White House counsel Don McGahn. You're listening to USA Radio News. The economy suffered 2.9 million permanent job losses in July, the Labor Department said in their monthly jobs report on Friday, which was slightly fewer than the month before. The permanent layoffs move beyond service sector workers to affect workers such as managers, financial analysts, and software developers. Dominic Tavilla owns a private wealth management services firm. He reminds everyone,
this is not a demand problem. When we typically look at a recession, you have high unemployment. People literally don't have the money to go out there and spend it. They can't vacation. They can't buy the new refrigerator. So that's a demand problem. This is not a demand problem.
Tonight's game between the Chicago Cubs and St. Louis Cardinals won't happen. Major League Baseball says a Cardinals player has tested positive for the coronavirus. The news of another infection comes as the team hasn't played in over a week. Some players on the team did go to a casino before the COVID-19 outbreak happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Stephen Stambolia, and attorney at law. And one of the things we first ever started speaking about was this case that he and worked with. He's still working with Alan Beck, attorney at law. And this is called the Young case. Where are we at on the Young case now?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Young has been set for en banc oral argument the week of September 21st in California. And that is all I know. I mean, we don't know if it's going to go forward due to all the coronavirus and restrictions. We don't know if it's going to be a virtual hearing, which, man, sounds like it's going to be terrible because, you know, you've got basically 11 judges. It's half the total of all of the judges on the Ninth Circuit. So we're going to have 11 judges, Alan, myself, and then all of Hawaii's lawyers, all on, I guess, a Zoom. I mean, that just seems like a recipe for disaster.
What is the makeup now of the Ninth Circuit? Hasn't that been sort of reconstituted to a sort of degree by Trump?
It has. The last time I looked at it, I think there was one less Republican than there was Democrat. So it's almost even. Unless they've just recently done one that I haven't seen, but it's almost even.
Well, I mean, what is the likelihood of? I mean, not all of the justices or judges are going to be there, right? So, what is the likelihood that they'll just grab it? You know, okay, all you guys come and we get on the Zoom call, and all of a sudden you're looking at it and you're like, wow, this sort of tilts in our favor.
Yeah. We won't know. I mean, until they release the judges, like 2 weeks before we're scheduled to argue it. So, I mean, we literally just don't know. But if it's half and half, it's 50-50, right? I mean, that's probably not entirely true. But yeah, I mean, we just, I couldn't even begin to guess how that all shaped loose.
I want to see how that goes, because was it as surprising to you that they came down on your side before they demanded everybody go in bank the first time around?
Not entirely surprising, given how the hearing went and how the briefing was. I mean, this Young's case is like just a fascinating case, and Alan Beck has done such a great job. Number one, taking the case when none of the other organizations would take it back in 2012, and then staying with the case now for 8 years on appeal, and just, you know, churning out the work when he needs to do it. And so it's one of those things, like, it's so hard to wrap your head around Hawaii. They do not let people carry openly or concealed in Hawaii. You have the Peruta decision from the Ninth Circuit en banc court that said you have no right to conceal carry. Okay, that's binding in all of the Ninth Circuit states. But they said specifically in the Peruta decision, we're not going to talk about open carry and we're not going to answer that question. We'll reserve it for another day. Well, that's Young. So now they're stuck with, well, how do we say open carry isn't also a core right of the Second Amendment when we've already said concealed carry wasn't a core right of the Second Amendment? So basically now you have no open and no concealed carry. You have no ability to carry a gun outside your house. That can't be the law. And, you know, that's what we argued. And now we're waiting for them after our argument, and, you know, it could take upwards of a year to get an opinion. Well, how are they going to work themselves out of that corner that they've backed themselves into? And that's going to be fascinating to see. You know, maybe they come back and say, well, we're going to overrule the Peruta en banc court, because an en banc court can overrule itself, and say, well, we really think that open carry is not the right, it's concealed carry. Because, you know, all of the people now, they're so afraid of seeing somebody with a gun. Maybe they want people to carry concealed versus carrying openly, and maybe that's, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, man. Anything could happen, I guess.
Unless it's Chaz, Chop, Chud, whatever it was.
Yeah, and then you don't care. Yeah, and, you know, throw rocks and fireworks and IEDs on the courthouse. No big deal, but God forbid you carry a gun. Law-abiding citizen carrying a gun is the most dangerous thing for public safety, apparently.
So when you go to argue this case, will you be looking out there saying, you know, you guys put this on for a while waiting for this New York thing to happen, and then even in New York, they threw in the towel on this, and you know what? You're allowed to carry a gun outside of the home in New York City now. So what is the basis behind all of this to where you're saying you can't carry a gun under any circumstance? Is that something you'll be able to argue?
No, I mean, not really. Like, the New York case was different because they weren't saying that that you couldn't carry it outside. They were saying that you couldn't transport it. And that's what we said when they first stayed Young. And we said that the New York case doesn't apply to the Young case. It's completely different. Young's talking about carrying outside. New York is talking about transporting a gun in a locked container, unloaded in your trunk from one residence to another residence within the city or out of the city, or going to a firing range outside of the city with your firearm. Has nothing to do with Young wanting to carry a gun for self-defense. And the court didn't care. It denied our motion to lift the stay. And this was, God, man, it just this stuff takes so long. In 2018. So, you know, we've been stayed, I want to say three times in this case, or it might be two times, and I'm thinking of a different case, which is three times. But it's been stayed too long. And so now we're back up, and I guess we're the next thing that the Ninth Circuit and Bonk is going to hear in September, hopefully. Doesn't sound really good, but that's what we got.
Well, I hope they do hear you guys, and I hope you guys do get to lay out your case, because if they turn it down, I know where you're going to go, right?
Yeah, and, you know, that's the next thing. So I'm reading all these things about the Supreme Court, and that basically Justice Roberts has been the one that didn't want to take any cases. If you would have told me the last time we talked that the Supreme Court would have punted on all of those 10 cases that it was holding in conference, I would have just called you a liar. I would not have thought in a million years that they would not have taken one of those cases. There were any issue regarding the Second Amendment was properly before them. Every issue regarding the Second Amendment was properly before the Supreme Court. Even Kavanaugh, when they held that the New York rifle case was moot, even he suggested, well, we've got these 10 other cases. One of these would be a good case to take, and we'll just see. And then, you know, conference, and then we deny them all. Like, that's, I got to be careful here. Unacceptable. That's a good word.
You're about to go to the dark side, weren't you?
Yeah, you got to be real careful. You don't want to, like, say bad things about them. But, you know, they're the Supreme Court, and we said this in an amicus brief, so it's nothing that I wouldn't say, you know, in their presence. They have allowed the lower court to run roughshod over the Second Amendment completely. It's their fault. Because if they had done their job and got the Ninth Circuit and said, hey, y'all aren't applying Heller correctly, this stuff wouldn't continue to happen, where we have Hawaii that you know, won't let you carry a gun outside, or you know, any of the other cases that were up, you know, like the assault weapons ban. I mean, it's unacceptable to me to have a court say we don't care about the Second Amendment, and that's essentially what they're saying. You know, we love the Fourth Amendment, but kind of not really. And we like the Fifth Amendment, but only when it suits our purposes. You know, abortion, 100%, we're on board with that. Yeah.
Let me get you to hold on right there. We're coming up on the last break on the hour. We'll be right back talking to Stephen Sambalia, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. We touched briefly on the whole bump stock thing, but where is that right now?
So next, the 21st, we have a reply due in district court, and then the government has their reply due. I think 14 days after that. So, I mean, it's still being litigated, and that's kind of just where it is. I mean, there's really nothing to report other than it's just still being litigated.
Well, I mean, is this sort of a, I mean, this is the same thing. I look at the long-term effects of things like the Democrats always want to repeal the PLCAA, and to me that opens up a can of worms for every consumer product out there where you could be sued if it's actually used and it functions the way it's supposed to, but it's abused instead, or like a car or a shovel or anything like that. So with the bump stock thing, this reimagining of what it is, that sort of also opens up a can of worms to me.
Well, I mean, the ATF, like, for over 10 years always said, these aren't machine guns. One tragedy, and the president who comes out and says, you know, we're going to ban them. They're not machine guns. I don't care what you say. 2 + 2 = 4. It doesn't equal 5. And they're still not machine guns, even though they craftily came up with some definition to try to make them a machine gun. I mean, they're just not. You know, and you know, it's a really easy test. What's a machine gun? If I take a fully auto MP5 in one hand and hold it, and I hold the trigger down, it's going to fire until it runs out of ammunition. Okay, you'd agree with that, right?
I would.
Yeah, of course. If I take an AR-15 with a bump stock on it, I hold it again with one hand, and hold the trigger down, what's going to happen? It's going to fire one round. And it's going to fire one round because it's not a machine gun.
Are you the one arguing this? That should be definitely the thing argued right there, because it's all about the fire control group, and that's a perfect illustration of the way that should be done. Is that going to be the way you guys are arguing it?
Well, I mean, that's how we did argue it. But here's the problem. The government has said, well, you're looking from the fire control perspective, the trigger perspective. We're looking at it from the shooter's perspective. And I'm like, no, that's not how the statute reads. It doesn't look at, well, if Steven can shoot, or I should say, if Jerry Mikulek can shoot, you know, 500 rounds in a minute, then that's a machine gun. No, if it continues firing by an automatic, automatically by a single function of the trigger, that's the definition. But what they've done now is like, well, it simulates automatic firing with a mechanism that's self-acting upon itself and some other garbage trash that, you know, only the government could come up with to make it a machine gun. So that's what they've done.
That's a real serious reimagination of three pieces of plastic, huh?
But anything can be reimagined like that. And when I was arguing it in front of the judge in the district court, man, it feels like forever ago, I made an analogy to an automatic transmission versus a manual transmission. I might be so good with the manual transmission that you couldn't tell that it wasn't automatic, but it's still a manual transmission. I had to put it in first, push the clutch, let go of the clutch, you know, put it in second, and so on and so forth. Whereas an automatic, you just put it in drive and you go through the range of gears, you know, and it's easy. With the bump stock, it's not a machine gun, because like I said, a machine gun, you just hold the trigger down and it'll fire until it either malfunctions or it runs out of ammo. With a bump stock, I have to hold it against my shoulder in a certain way, hold the foregrip with my left hand, or right if you're a lefty, and put just the right amount of pressure on it, pull the trigger, and then just keep the right amount of tension in there to keep it going, or it's not going to work. Too much, it's not going to work. Too little, it's not going to work. And, you know, I guess they rejected my analogy because we lost.
Well, that's the summation you would make. But this is the thing. This is the thing. How are they going to overcome that? Because or is it just going to be because we think so? Because they never ever. And I mean, we've talked about this before too. The ATF never actually tested the guns that were the precursor to this whole thing taking place out of Las Vegas, did they?
The ATF didn't. Everything that I've read, I've read more than most about the guns themselves. The ATF has never tested them. The FBI tested them. I haven't read where they've done investigation or a review of the fire control components or anything like that. But they did say we fired, you know, this LMT AR-15 and it functioned like a bump stock. It functioned like a rifle with a bump stock. And they tested all the rifles, and all of the rifles with bump stocks, they said that about them, that it functioned like a rifle with a bump stock. But I know it sounds like a conspiracy theorist, but I'm like, you know, I would like an investigation and make sure that there wasn't like a drop in auto steer or a lightning link or something else that would convert into a machine gun that just so happened to have a bump stock on it. And I get people that have complained about it to me saying, well, you're asking too much. Because they had bump stocks on them, you can see them, and they're saying it functioned like a gun with a bump stock. So, you know, what's the big deal? And my thing is, for over 10 years, all of these people have relied on the ATF saying these aren't machine guns. They bought them some, you know, upwards of like $300, $400, $500, and then it's at the stroke of a pen, we're saying you can't have these anymore. They're machine guns. And oh, they've always been machine guns. Essentially, you've always been in possession of a machine gun, and that's a felony. And I think people should be able to rely on their government telling them these aren't machine guns for over 10 years.
Well, you know, one thing about the bump stock, and I never have used bump stock, right? I've just looked at the rate of fire that they advertise with a bump stock, which I think is around 400, 450 rounds a minute, which is a little more than half of what an actual M4 would fire that had a fully automatic switch on it. I've always looked at that as sort of a gimmick. And I know a lot of people like to shoot that way. To me, that's a lot of ammo going down the down range that you're probably not hitting anything besides the ground with very well. So, I don't... These things were attached to... Do they even know which one was the main gun that dude used in Las Vegas? Because he only used, like, two, right?
I think he used more than two, because if you read through how they... The Las Vegas Metro PD did a really good job in documenting the firearms that he used. Almost 100% he used multiple firearms. And then he got done with one, and he just tossed it aside and picked up another one. Or if it jammed, then he'd pick up another one, because some of them, you know, were fired, you know, 50 times, 125 times, 30 times. I mean, so and they cataloged how each gun fired how many rounds. So, I mean, and that's public information, and I don't have it in front of me, and I might be, you know, misstating what they found, but it's all in their report. FBI did a terrible job, an absolute terrible job. Their three-page report, whatever they did, I mean, just absolute terrible. And they still don't know why he did it. That's the thing that just bugs me. There's no motive. Well, there's got to be something there. He didn't just go crazy after he, you know, gambled for years and made millions of dollars and then just decided he's just going to go kill a lot of people. That just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, Vegas was his town, wasn't it? He was one of the guys they comped all the time.
Yeah, of course, because he was a quote high roller.
Anyway, we're about to run out of time. Stephen, I know you got some stuff you got to go do. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us this evening and bring us up to date on what's going on and give your take on what might be happening with NRA. I'm sure we'll talk about this again.
Oh, sure. Well, as it goes through discovery, I will be on. I would love to be on to talk about it.
Right to that. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. And once again, there's no way for me to send you anywhere to do anything with Stephen or check Stephen out, because Stephen is he operates in the shadows, and he's very effective at it. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.